So what is the price we pay when we don't open up and talk about hot-button issues? Racism, poverty, food justice, LGBT rights, and so much more. That's what my next guest asked herself, which led her to co-found Deep Dive Detroit. Its mission is to create a safe place for uncomfortable conversations between disparate groups. Co-founder Lauren Hood, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks, Cynthia.
So what does Deep Dive Detroit do to help open up the floor to these uncomfortable conversations?
Well, the programming consists of immersion experiences. So we've got a day-long, a weekend-long, or a week-long immersion into a particular social justice issue. But I think what makes this kind of programming different from others is it's close quarters. So we do groups no bigger than 10. And all of the quote-unquote experts kind of experience it with you. They're not at a podium. They're not at a table in front of the group. They're a part of the group. So everyone's seated in a circle, and you've got, like, face-to-face contact with the people that are experts in the issue that we're addressing. And the expert isn't necessarily a professional person that would normally be contacted to do something like this. It's just an average citizen that's affected with the justice issue.
So what happens? Let's say, give me a typical kind of issue that's going to be the subject of an immersion.
Well, the last one we did was returning citizens and restorative justice. So usually the immersions are equal parts presentations. I think the most gripping part of the immersion experience is the storytelling. So like I said, we have the average person, but somebody who's a particular expert on a justice issue. So at the last one, a friend of mine who is a returning citizen, who is also, he's now getting a PhD in public policy at Jackson State. But given all the progress that he's made in the last few years, he's got a criminal record for something he did in 1997. So he can't find a job. He can't find a place to live. So just listening to him tell his story was, I think, the most powerful piece in the immersion experience.
It strikes me that when you think of the medical procedure of lancing a boil, there's something that's festering underneath. It's causing pain, discomfort. And the process of lancing that boil is not pretty. It's not fun. But then you get through it.
Right.
And you get it out. And there's healing. Is that kind of like what's happening in Deep
Dive Detroit?
Oh, for sure.
What I think about every time I walk into an immersion, I'm like, if I haven't made you uncomfortable, then we're not doing our job. If everyone's sitting around with smiles on their faces and no one looks nervous and no one's fidgeting, then we're not getting at the issue. The point of it is to make people uncomfortable to where they need to be comfortable in the space they were in, but be uncomfortable with the issue we're talking about. And, like, we want to walk people through that discomfort.
I'm speaking with Lauren Hood, who is a co-founder of Deep Dive Detroit. Its mission to create a safe place for uncomfortable conversations between disparate groups. What kinds of topics do you want to explore in these immersions?
Well, I think what's a hot button issue in Detroit right now would be the issue of gentrification. That in and of itself is such a huge issue. There's so many levels to gentrification. So there has to do with privilege and racism and poverty. And there's so many levels to that. So I think that we want to address things that are affecting Metro Detroiters right now. And that seems to be a huge issue that I hear both sides of it. So I'm a member of a privileged group, and then I have a certain education and I work in a certain field. But I'm also a member of a disparate group because I'm a minority and I'm a woman and I grew up on the northwest side of the city. So I hear both sides of the argument all the time. And I think that's an issue where a bridge needs to be built.
How do you think we need or we should be building sustainable relationships between different groups of people?
It starts with being honest and being to call yourself out on your own crap. So I start a lot of the dialogues by saying I'm a racist and it's not entirely my fault. I mean, if you've ever turned on a television or read a newspaper, these messages are coming at you like nonstop since birth. So by calling myself out on my own stuff.
What messages are coming at you?
I mean, well, when you turn on the news and what does the criminal look like? Every time they're saying somebody was shot, what does the shooter look like? You're watching Law and Order. What do the criminals always look like on those shows? Just typically the things that you see, what does the criminal look like and what does the victim look like? Those things I think are always at play in our subconscious. And I don't think it's entirely our fault that we hold on to some racist and prejudicial tendencies.
And so through facilitating these immersions, you're hoping to kind of get that going, lance that boil. And
exactly. Just so we could stop looking at people that didn't have our same experiences as different. We're all just the same. You just had a different set of experiences.
Who brings you on board? Does a group invite you in? Do you say, here we are, we're going to have an immersion, a company? How does it work?
Well, it's interesting. So initially when we started it, we thought about just asking the general public, like whoever wants to come can sign up and come. But since I put the word out that I was doing this, people have been coming to me. So other organizations want to partner, other individuals who are interested in doing similar work want to partner. So it's really just I'm listening to the call of the universe, if that doesn't sound too hippie.
and hoping again, as you say, to force these uncomfortable moments for the healing that can happen afterwards.
Exactly.
Lauren Hood, co-founder of Deep Dive Detroit. You can visit her website. It's deepdivedetroit.com, deepdivedetroit.com. Lauren, thanks for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Still to come, Michigan is failing in access to emergency care, at least according to a new report card from America's Emergency Room Physicians. Coming up next, we ask why. This is Stateside from Michigan Radio.